Canadian Transportation Agency's 2023-24 Departmental Results Report. Table of Contents. Read a summary of the Departmental Results Report. Copyright Information. Copyright His Majesty the King in Right of Canada, represented by the Minister of Transport, 2024. Catalog No. TT2-9E PDF ISSN 2561-2816. From the Chair and Chief Executive Officer. Headshot of Franz Pigette. Franz Pigette, Chair and Chief Executive Officer. The last fiscal year, 2023-2024, was a period of transformation and renewal at the Canadian Transportation Agency. Over the past several years, the agency has had to adapt to important changes to the environment within which it operates, and more specifically changes to each of its three key areas of responsibility, namely, the efficiency of the national transportation system, consumer protection for air passengers, and the human right of persons with disabilities to an accessible transportation network. This is highlighted by a significant increase in the number of requests being submitted to the agency. From requests for level of service dispute resolutions and applications for construction in rail, to complaints related to air passenger protections and accessibility, the agency has seen meaningful increases in the level of demand for many of its core functions. In response to the changing demands, at the beginning of 2023, the agency was provided $75.9 million over 3 years, primarily to support the processing of air passenger complaints, but also to better enable the agency to efficiently deliver on its core mandate for Canadians. Then on June 22, 2023, Parliament passed the Budget Implementation Act, BIA, which provided the agency the ability to streamline its air complaints process, develop new stronger regulations for passenger protections, begin implementing a pilot to temporarily extend inter-switching distance, and begin the process to cost recover. As a result of the changing environment, the increase in demand for agency services, and the tools provided by Parliament over the past year, the agency has made significant investments in its processes, its systems and data, and how it delivers on its mandate for Canadians. This is highlighted by the successful launch of the Complaints Resolution Office, CRO, for air travel complaints. In response to the BIA, and in only 3 months, the agency completely redesigned and implemented a new streamlined complaints process, which launched officially on September 30, 2023. It was designed to be more straightforward, rapid, and cost-effective, with clearly established timelines and a greater ability to benefit from automation. By the end of the fiscal year, the new CRO was staffed with 112 resolution officers, who were hired and trained in waves, and processed roughly 11,000 complaints over the six-month period. To put this in perspective, 11,158 cases were processed for the entire 2022-2023 fiscal year. These preliminary results are promising, and it is anticipated that this process will become increasingly performant with the adoption of new technology, tools and with experience, but it is also important to recognize that the backlog of complaints continued to grow in 2023-2024, reaching 71,109 by the end of the period. Unfortunately, there continues to be an unpredictably high volume of received complaints, and the agency received a record 43,549 complaints over the fiscal year, a second straight year over 40,000 and roughly double the number we received in 2021-2022. The agency remains committed to continuously improve its processes and close as many cases as possible with the resources it has been provided. At the same time, the recent legislative amendments were also made to strengthen the air passenger protections regime by requiring compensation for all flight disruptions except in the case of exceptional circumstances, which will be established in regulations by the agency, and to put the burden of proof on airlines. To that end, a first phase of consultations on proposed modifications to the Air Passenger Protection Regulations, APPR, was conducted in the summer of 2023, and in the year ahead, the regulatory process will continue. The legislative amendments also provide for cost recovery from airlines for the processing of eligible passenger complaints, for which the agency will initiate the process, starting with public consultations in the coming year. Finally, The agency remains committed to improving the accessibility of the transportation system using all the tools it has to achieve results for persons with disabilities, including specifically issues concerning the safe transportation of mobility aids and the training of employees in the transportation industry. These are issues that have gained important attention over the past year, and there is an important opportunity for the agency and for Canada to meaningfully advance the rights of persons with disabilities in these areas, and in particular internationally. The ATPDR are world-leading, and providing greater consistency for persons with disabilities traveling internationally would represent a significant step forward. As the agency navigates these transformative times, I am grateful to be able to count on a highly professional staff of public servants and appointed members, without whom this period of change and renewal would not have been possible. In 2024, the agency was named as one of the top employers in the National Capital Region. We were recognized for our commitment to creating a positive and inclusive work environment and our dedication to offering competitive benefits, professional development opportunities, and a supportive workplace culture. I am confident that Canadians will continue to be well served by the professionalism, integrity, and dedication of the team at the Canadian Transportation Agency. France Paget. Results, what we achieved. Core responsibilities and internal services. Core responsibility 1, independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users. Internal services. Core responsibility 1, independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users. In this section. Description. Progress on results. Key risks. Resources required to achieve results. Related government-wide priorities. Program inventory. Description. Set and enforce economic, accessibility, and air passenger protection rules for the national transportation system. Resolve disputes between transportation service providers and users through facilitation, mediation, arbitration, and adjudication. And provide information to stakeholders and Canadians in general on the transportation system and their transportation-related rights and responsibilities. Progress on results. This section presents details on how the department performed to achieve results and meet targets for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users. Details are presented by departmental result. Table 1, Targets and Results for Independent Regulatory and Dispute Resolution Services for Transportation Providers and Users. Table 1 provides a summary of the target and actual results for each indicator associated with the results under Independent Regulatory and Dispute Resolution Services for Transportation Providers and Users. Table 1.1 An Efficient, Competitive National Transportation System. Departmental Result Indicators. Target. Date to Achieve Target. Actual Results. Transportation Fluidity Index. TBD. September 2025. 2021-22, not available. 2022-23, not available. 2023-24, not available. Percentage of regulatory authorities issued, and determination cases resolved within service standards. 85%. March 2024. 2021-22, 94%. 2022-23, 95%. 2023-24, 98%. Percentage of disputes resolved within service standards. 80%. March 2025. 2021-22, 26%. 2022-23, 48%. 2023-24, 59%. Table 1.2 Persons with disabilities have access to justice and accessible transportation services. Departmental Result Indicators. Target. Date to Achieve Target. Actual Results. Percentage of Accessibility Disputes Resolved Within Service Standards. 80%. March 2024. 2021-22, 75%. 2022-23. 91%. 2023-24, 84%. Number of air travel accessibility complaints per 100 flights. TBD. March 2025. 2021-22, not available. 2022-23, 0.03. 2023-24, 0.04. Table 1.3 Consumers have access to justice and protection for air travel. Departmental result indicators. Target. Date to achieve target. Actual results. Number of air travel consumer complaints per 100 flights. TBD. March 2025. 2021-22, not available. 2022-23, 4.24. 2023-24, 4.10. Percentage of air consumer protection disputes resolved within service standards. 85%. March 2024. 2021-22, 28%. 2022-23, 3%. 2023-24, not available. During the 2023-2024 fiscal year, and as a result of the Budget Implementation Act, BIA, the agency implemented a new streamlined complaints process which launched officially on September 30, 2023. The agency will amend its departmental results framework over the coming year to reflect the changes. The enabling legislation requires that complaints processed under the new Complaints Resolution Office be processed within a maximum of 90 days of their start. Currently, 99% of complaints are meeting this timeline. Additional information on the detailed results and performance information for the Canadian Transportation Agency's program inventory is available on GC InfoBase. Details on results. The following section describes the results for independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users in 2023-24 compared with the planned results set out in Canadian Transportation Agency's departmental plan for the year. An efficient, competitive national transportation system. One of the core responsibilities of the agency is to help ensure an efficient transportation system for Canada. The agency is guided by the Canada Transportation Act, which includes the National Transportation Policy, which recognizes that competition and market forces are the primary drivers in providing viable and effective transportation services. It also says that regulation may be necessary to achieve public policy objectives that competition and market forces alone cannot fulfill. Results achieved. Determine the 2023 rates for the new interswitching zone in support of the 160-kilometer extended interswitching pilot Note 1, R-2023-178, and the 2024 rates for all interswitching zones, R-2023-237. Resolve 39 rail disputes, 12 through facilitation, 12 through mediation, and 15 through adjudication. Addressed 152 inquiries via the agency's rail helpline. Changed processes to provide more straightforward information to certificates of fitness, COEF, holders, including the consequences of non-compliance, and to require them to ensure their operations descriptions are accurately reflected in the COEF. Determine the maximum revenue entitlement, MRE, for Canadian National Railway Company, CN, and the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Railway Company, CPKC. This year's determination, R-2023-254, found that CN and CPKC revenues exceeded their respective maximum grain revenue entitlements for the crop year 2022-2023. Regulations require revenue above their entitlements, plus a 5% penalty, to be paid to the Western Grains Research Foundation. CN and CPKC were required to pay penalties of $3,630,836 and $3,537,877, respectively. Approved CN's application to build a railway for its Jansen Spurs project in Saskatchewan, R-2023-156. Set the volume-related composite price indices, VRCPIs, for the 2023-2024 crop year. In 2023, the VRCPI determination, R-2023-91, showed an increase over the previous crop year of 12.11% for CN and 5.43% for CP, primarily due to increased fuel prices and material costs. Processed 45 coasting trade applications. Approved 107 air license applications, including 61 foreign carrier license applications. And issued 998 permits for passenger resalable, passenger non-resalable, and cargo non-resalable charters. Persons with disabilities have access to justice and accessible transportation services. One of the agency's core responsibilities is to protect the fundamental right of persons with disabilities to accessible transportation services. As a regulator and a tribunal, the agency plays an essential role in establishing and implementing accessible transportation in Canada and in rendering decisions that shape accessible transportation services for Canadians. The agency has developed guidance and best practices material to ensure that the ATPDR requirements are as clear as possible for persons with disabilities and the industry. Results achieved. Implemented a collaborative compliance pilot project to shadow persons with disabilities during their travel to better understand their lived experience, the services available to them, and their unique needs and challenges. Processed 233 accessibility complaints, a significant increase over the 138 processed the year prior. Issued a significant decision on traveling with emotional support animals, 105 ATCA 2023, which brings greater clarity to industry and to travelers who seek to travel with an animal that is or could be an emotional support animal, ESA. Developed a consultation plan for expanding the ATPDR to small service providers with a small advisory group representing persons with disabilities and industry, and began implementation. And engaged with Accessible Standards Canada to develop a project to create practical guidelines for the safely storing mobility aids on aircraft. Following the tabling of the first accessibility plans by federally regulated agencies and industry, reviewed and verified compliance of all plans, progress reports, and feedback processes for all regulated publicly owned transportation service providers and all accessibility plans and feedback processes for the majority of large private sector transportation service providers. Consumers have access to justice and protection for air travel. Over the last year, the agency resolved a record 16,759 air travel cases, marking a 50% increase from the previous fiscal year. However, it also received a record 43,549 complaints from passengers about their rights under the Air Passenger Protection Regulations, APPR, marking the second consecutive year the count exceeded 40,000. This surge resulted in a backlog of air travel complaints before the agency of 71,109 by the end of 2023-24. For context, until 2016, the agency received approximately 850 complaints per year. This figure began to rise over the next 3 years, escalating notably after the implementation of the APPR in 2019-2020, when the number of received cases approached almost 20,000. The high volume of air travel complaints may reflect ongoing performance and service issues within the air travel sector, particularly evident during major flight disruptions in the summer of 2022 and the winter season of 2022-23. In response to these challenges and the rising number of complaints, Parliament enacted changes to the Act through Budget Implementation Act, 2023, Number 1. The agency is addressing these issues through a three-pronged approach. 1. Establishing a new Complaints Resolution Office, CRO. 2. Amending the Air Passenger Protection Regulations. And 3. Implementing cost recovery from airlines for eligible air travel complaints. Results achieved. Complaints Resolution Office. In only 3 months, the agency completely redesigned and implemented a new streamlined complaints process, which launched officially on September 30, 2023. The new CRO was designed to be more straightforward, rapid, and cost-effective, with clearly established timelines and a greater ability to benefit from automation. This work included 1. Designing a new complaints resolution process, including a new digitalized complaint management system. 2. Staffing and training 112 complaints resolution officers, a completely new role in the organization. 3. Creating online materials to assist passengers with the new process. And 4. Launching a new online portal for industry and passengers to more easily and efficiently manage their complaints and onboarding 87 airlines into that portal. Since its launch in September, the CRO has been leveraging automation and new digital solutions. This included a new online form, the online portal for passengers and industry, and material that better guides passengers by explaining how to submit a complete complaint. Clear eligibility rules allow the agency to automate the first steps of the process. Applicants receive information about the eligibility of their complaint quickly without extensive staff intervention, ensuring resources are allocated to cases that need further consideration. Of the 16,759 complaints processed during the past year, 10,829 were processed in a six-month period under the CRO. This is equal to 95% of the productivity for the previous fiscal year and was possible even as the agency underwent a profound operational transformation. Increased experience with the new system, additional efficiencies and increased automation will continue to be incorporated into the CRO process, and the agency expects to see additional increases in productivity. Air Passenger Protection Regulations. Following the passage of the legislative amendments, the agency undertook pre-consultations in July 2023, with the publication of a consultation paper on the proposed regulatory changes. The agency received over 290 submissions from airlines, consumer organizations, passenger advocates, academics, and the general public. The results of these consultations are published in What We Heard, Propose Changes to Strengthen the Air Passenger Protection Regulations. Cost Recovery. As a first step, the agency is developing a proposal for cost recovery for eligible air travel complaints, which will be the subject of public consultations before implementation. In the future, the agency will review its costs annually and publish an annual fees report that includes the amounts collected in that fiscal year. As a second step, the legislation also provides the tools necessary to allow the agency to pursue cost recovery related to all the programs it is responsible for administering. Key risks. Unpredictability of air travel complaint volumes. In recent years, the agency has experienced a significant and continuous increase in air travel complaints. Although the agency has been provided with additional temporary funding to deal with more air travel complaints, the volume of incoming complaints is difficult to predict and makes planning for case processing wait times and then providing accurate information to the public a challenge. To mitigate this risk, the agency continues to review and streamline business processes and procedures and to deploy new technologies and tools. The agency will also move forward with changes to the APPR and implement cost recovery for eligible air passenger complaints. Implementation of legislative and regulatory changes. The updates to the Act require the agency to revise significant aspects of its activities, implement new measures, modify services, regulations, and its internal systems, all in a short period of time. The new Complaints Resolution Office, CRO, for air travel complaints was established just 3 months after the legislative amendments were enacted. This led to substantial organizational and procedural changes, recruitment and training of new personnel, and enhanced stakeholder engagement to facilitate the new process. Moving forward, the agency will build upon its experiences from the past year to further streamline the efficiency of its processes. Level of temporary funding. A significant portion of the agency's budget is temporary, 37% in 2023-24, and many employees are not permanent, often leaving for permanent positions elsewhere when opportunities arise.